We, of course, will continue to cover the devastation and aftermath of Katrina, but now we turn our attention to the lighter side. For almost half a century, people have fallen in love to and fallen in love with Johnny Mathis's signature sound. Mathis is best known for light, swinging, romantic ballads, but his latest CD includes many kinds of music, including Tin Pan Alley standards, show tunes, and bossa nova classics.
It's not for me to say, you'll always care.
I sang when I was a little kid. I started singing, actually, in public when I was about 5 or 6.
I read that 2006, and this is hard to believe, will mark your 50th year in show business. Is that right?
50 years of probably recording, yeah.
Let me ask you this before we get into your latest project. Johnny Mathis really has crossed so many social, economic, race boundaries through his years. I think that some would be very surprised that you are a native of Texas.
Yeah. Well, I was born in Texas. I was born in a little town called Gilmer. But my dad had the good fortune of moving all of us. I have 6 brothers and sisters. And he moved us to San Francisco, and I grew up there. I sang in jazz clubs, and then at a very early age, I met people like Lena Horne and Billy Eckstein and Miles Davis and Dizzy Gillespie. Many, many of them are still very, very close friends of mine to this day.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view.
You had a number one hit with Chances Are. Some almost 21 years later, you and Denise Williams had another number one hit, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late.
Too much, too little, too late to ever try again.
And that again goes to that longevity. And much of that, I think, has to do with the material you pick, which gets me into the latest project. Talk to me about why you decided to do a CD of standards.
Well, I've been singing standards all my life. All of a sudden, they became popular through Rod Stewart and
Natalie Cole and many others.
Yeah. And my goodness, I said, oh, this is right down my alley. This is what I've been singing all my life. They said, we want you to sing the most popular songs from the American musical theater that you haven't sung in the past.
And day by day, my love seems to grow.
I'd call the office and said, have I ever sung that? And they said, oh, yes, you sang that with so-and-so and so-and-so. And so I sat down and finally came up with a list of 9 songs that I hadn't recorded that were very familiar to the public.
Do you have a favorite on the CD?
Yeah, I do. My favorite is Gingy by Tom Jobim.
Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. What would be me without you, my Gingy?
And I also like Paul Williams' song, Rainbow Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide.
I like that. I like them all. you know, I remember.
So it's almost like asking you about your favorite child,
right? The lovers, the dreamers, and me. Well, who said that?
Finally, let's talk about the tour that you're on. I know that September 8th, you'll be in San Diego at Humphrey's Concerts by the Bay. Talk to me about this particular tour and the rigors of touring and whether you still look forward to getting out on the road.
Well, that's a very bittersweet thing with me. Traveling used to be kind of glamorous. You know, you'd dress up and you'd go to the airport and people would maybe take a picture of you walking off the airplane. But it's gotten so rigorous and so difficult now that it is, in fact, the most difficult thing that I do. The the concerts that I do, I try to at least get a direct route, or I try to sing a little bit closer to home, which is what I'm doing now. I'm singing at Humphreys, which is a lovely little setting. And then I'm also singing in Cerritos at the Performing Arts Center, which is a wonderful venue. And in case people haven't seen it, they should take a look, because it's a wonderful place to sing. They can change it and make it into whatever kind of venue they need to. And that's very cool.
That's where you find.
Well, Johnny Mathis, it's been a true pleasure for one who has sustained, and as I said earlier, a business that takes no prisoners and oftentimes throws away who is not the latest hit maker. You have shown that cream does rise to the top, and we greatly appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Johnny Mathis's new CD is called Isn't It Romantic? The Standards Album.
Yes, it's over. Call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend. We knew it had to end someday.